Now let's hear about someone who keeps his infrastructure simple, the winner of this year's Pritzker Prize for Architecture. He's a Portuguese architect, not too well known in the U.S. His buildings are straightforward and draw on local traditions. Edward Lifson reports.
Eduardo Soto de Moura is a modern minimalist, and what sets him apart is how he incorporates local history, context, and landscape into his work. He uses simple shapes and geometries and straight lines, like many Portuguese vernacular buildings. So, unlike a lot of architecture that gets attention today, his would probably not wow you as a drawing or a model. It must be experienced, and most of it stands proudly in the bright sun and culture of his home country of Portugal.
When he showed me the stadium in Braga, which is probably one of his most eloquent buildings.
Terence Riley is the former chief curator of architecture and design at the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Built right into a rocky slope. It's as much a landscape project as it is a stadium.
Soto de Moura dynamited the mountain to make it one end of the stadium. He mixed the crushed granite into the concrete. But beyond any kind of physical beauty, it's also the social concern that really pleases Terence Riley.
He took great care to site the building so that those who couldn't afford to pay to buy a ticket could climb up on the rocky slopes around the stadium and get a free view from there. And he pointed out that it's a tradition in Portuguese stadiums that you try to create an opportunity for those who can't afford the ticket to get a view from outside.
At age 58, Soto de Moura has designed homes, offices, a subway, museums, schools, and more. The Pritzker jury ended its citation with this: for architecture that appears effortless, serene, and simple, and for the care and poetry that permeates each project, Eduardo Soto de Moura receives the 2011 Pritzker Architecture Prize. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson.